天父啊，天上的真神啊，你用六天啊来创造的万物。
True God in heaven, you have created the world in six days.
啊，你用你的话语啊，吩咐就创造了许许多多啊，很奇妙的啊东西。
With your words, you commanded the creation of many wonderful things.
啊，但是啊，你却啊用了很多的时间啊来啊完成啊这个救恩。
You also spent a lot of time to complete the plan of salvation.
啊，所以我们可以说，您对人类的拯救啊，这是您啊最大的工作。
We know that your greatest work is the salvation of humanity.
天父真神，好，我们感谢您啊，在万人的当中啊，你拣选了我们。
True God in heaven, we thank you that you have selected us among all nations.
啊，我们也存着一个谦卑感谢的心啊，您让我们能够来参与。你这个最伟大的工作。
We come with a humble and grateful heart that we can be a part of this great commission.
啊，感谢天父真神啊！你在啊过去的日子啊，让我们能够在啊先道上啊来做的一些事情。
We thank the true God in heaven for the opportunity to work in evangelism in the past.
啊，我们也遭遇了啊很多的困难啊，但是啊在你的怜悯之下啊，我们还是能够有。有突破。
We have overcome many challenges, but under your guidance, we have been able to vanquish.
啊，感谢你的恩惠啊，你也让我们啊尝到了啊成果所带给我们的安慰跟喜乐。
Thank you for your grace that we may receive comfort and joy.
啊，我们也知道啊，在传福音的事工上面，我们还有很大的空间来努力。
We know that there is a lot of room for improvement when it comes to evangelical work.
啊，所以我们也存着一个感谢谦卑的心，我们来参加这一次的讲习会。
We come with a humble and grateful heart to participate in this weekend's workshop.
啊，我们感谢您啊，带给我们啊很多的学习跟很多的启发。
We thank you for the many teachings and revelations.
啊，我们恳求你的圣灵啊，继续的运行在我们的当中。
We ask that your Holy Spirit may continue to abide among us.
啊，让我们也能够啊彼此来分享啊，彼此来在传福音的事工上面来做勉励。
We hope that we can continue to share and to encourage one another on evangelical work.
啊，让我们啊在你的带领之下，能够将啊这个工作啊做得更好。
We pray that under your guidance, we may do this work even better.
啊，我们这样子向您祷告，感谢祈求。愿您垂听成全。
We offer up our prayers and petitions, and we ask that you may hear our prayers.
我们将一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
May all glory, honor, and praise be unto your name.
阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.
请我们来翻开马可福音十六章。
Please refer to Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章十五节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
十六节。
16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
这个经节告诉我们四件事情。
We learn four things from this passage.
第一个是先道是主耶稣给我们的一个责任使命。
First evangelical work, it is a commission and a responsibility that God has given to us.
第二个告诉我们传福音的地点。
Secondly, we learn of the location of evangelism.
只要有人的地方就是传福音的地点。
Every location where there is a person is a location for evangelism.
所以主耶稣说往普天下去传福音。
That is why the Lord Jesus Christ said for us to preach in all the world.
对象就是万人，在日光之下的所有的人。
The audience is all every person under on the earth.
那内容就是耶稣基督的福音。
The content is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以真的我们是参与了这个世界上最重要、最有意义的一项工作。
We are participating in a type of work that is the most important and the most meaningful.
真的，这项工作可以做一辈子。
This work can take a lifetime.
有一次有一个牧道者他到某一个教会去。
There was a Chusiker who went to a certain church.
是一位女士哈，那所以接待的人啊，觉得说，哎，这个看起来是不认识的哈，那当然就特别打招呼。
The usher noticed that he didn't know this lady Chusiker and greeted her.
啊，就问起说，啊，是谁介绍你来教会的
？He asked her who invited you to come to church.
啊，这位女士她就说，啊，我因为某某人，所以我要来你们。来看看你们的教会，来参加你们的聚会。
And this lady said, because of a certain person, I wanted to come and join your service.
啊，这个接待人员一听啊，就有点不晓得要怎么回答。
When the usher heard this, he didn't know how to answer.
啊，因为这位女士所提的那一个姐妹啊，不久前才离世了。
Because the sister that had been mentioned by this lady, Chusiker, had passed away recently.
啊，这位姐妹是。这个癌症啊，来离世的。
This sister had passed away due to cancer.
啊，那原来这位慕道者啊，他是医院里头那个特别病房哈，安宁病房里头的护士。
This Chusiker was a nurse in the recovery unit.
啊，就是 special 啊，就是人安宁病房怎么翻
？Oh, she was a nurse in the hospice.
啊。那这位慕道者说，他看过很多病人，他没有看过，这么平安、这么美的癌症末期的病人。
This nurse said she had seen many people who were ill, but never one who had been so peaceful and joyful in the terminal stages of cancer.
会到那个地方去的，有各种不同背景的人、不同宗教信仰的人，都有机会。都有可能，在人生的最后是被送到那里。
And people of all types of backgrounds and religions could end up in this hospice.
哦，所以这位护士啊，他看了很多。
Therefore, this nurse had seen many of these patients.
哦，但是我们这一位姐妹，她的所有的这些表现呢，让她很感动。
But the behavior of this sister had really moved the nurse.
哦，是那么的平安。一个病得这么重的人，他说他是那么的美丽。
Even though she was terminally ill, she was so peaceful and beautiful.
哦，那一种美丽已经不是外表的美丽，是那种说不上来你感觉得到的美丽。
That beauty is no longer physical attractiveness, but something that cannot be described with words.
哦，在人生的最后那一刹那啊，可能也是最痛苦的那一刹那，他还能够传福，还能够。还能够做这件伟大的工作，让人到教会来，到主耶稣面前来。
In this last and most painful moment, she could still engage in evangelical work and bring people to the Lord.
我们再请看《使徒行传》第八章。
Let us also refer to Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章第四节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 4. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
第五节
Verse 5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them.
如果从第四节来看，就看到说当时的信徒，他们几乎每一个人都是传福音的。
From verse 4, we can discern that almost every believer was preaching the word.
那些分散的人，应该不是只是一两个，绝大部分的人，他们受到逼迫，他们必须要离开耶路撒冷，那他们到了哪里就把福音带到那里。
Those that had been scattered would not have referred to only one or two people, but the whole congregation that had been scattered out of Jerusalem, wherever they went, then they would preach.
这是一种先到的一个理想的状况。
This is an ideal situation for evangelism.
我想不一定需要逼迫才能够达到这一种状况。
I don't think persecution is necessary to reach this ideal circumstance.
那这是我们每一个地方教会我们的理想，我们的目标。
This is the ideal and the goal for each local church.
当时这些信徒他们经历了一些事情。
The believers at that time had encountered certain situations.
他们看见了耶稣他们认识相信了主耶稣的复活。
They knew and believed in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们领受了 主耶稣所应许的圣灵。
They received the Holy Spirit that had been promised by the Lord.
他们听见、看见了许多的见证。
They had seen and listened to many testimonies.
那他们也实际的来接受洗礼，来领受了救恩。
They had also received water baptism and salvation.
他们也看见了神迹奇事显明在他们的当中。
They had also seen the manifestation of miracles and signs.
他们也经历了教会里头的一些问比如说行政上的问题。
They had also encountered some organizational issues.
比如说在《使徒行传》第六章所提到的为了吃饭的问题。
For example, in Acts 6, when there were issues with food.
所以他们也开始了来解决问题，开始有了组织。
They started to resolve these issues and to have an organization.
他们也经过了像斯提凡那样子的这个逼迫。
They also faced a persecution like that of Stephen.
他们也知道了斯提凡当时所做的见证。
They knew the testimony of Stephen.
他们知道斯提凡为了为了见证主耶稣的福音甚至牺牲了生命。
They knew that Stephen had sacrificed his life to testify for the Lord.
所以在这样的所有的这些过程里头他们分散了，但是他们把福音带出去。
Under these circumstances, they scattered, but they brought the gospel with them.
今天我们在信仰上也有类似的，不完全一样但是也是有一个过程。
Today we also have similar, although not identical, situations.
那我们也可以成为这些所谓每一个弟兄姐妹都可以成为这些所谓分散的人。
Every brother and sister today can also be one of those scattered.
我们这一堂课是要讨论这个先道的推广跟动员。
In this class, we will be discussing how to promote and mobilize church evangelical work.
在每一个地方教会，我想我们已经推广的事情已经做得 相当的多。
In every local church, I believe that we are promoting many works.
我们每一年会有两次的灵恩布道会。
Every year, there are two evangelical and spiritual convocations.
有些地方教会每一个月会有每一个月的夜布道。
Some local churches will have monthly evangelical events.
那有些教会是两个月一次的布道会。
Some churches will have an evangelical event every 2 months.
还有每个教会也都会不定期的来举办这个福音的团契的活动。
Every church will also sporadically organize fellowship activities.
所以在每个地方教会，我们会常常不断的听到这些跟传福音有关的活动。
In different local churches, we will hear about evangelical activities.
所以几乎每个人常常会听到传福音这样的信息。
For this reason, we may hear of this news of evangelism pretty consistently.
那所以接下来我们要做的就是如何来动员更多的人很实际的来参与这个工作。
Our next step is how to mobilize a greater number of people to participate in this evangelical work.
那我的观念什么叫做动员？
What is mobilizing in my perspective?
就是从一个平常的情况，我们要进入一个特别的情况。
It is to go from an ordinary situation into an extraordinary one.
那因为这个情况是特别的，所以我们需要更多的人来参与。
Because we are going into a special situation, we need more people to participate.
我们很多人都有一起在中国餐馆用饭的经验。
We all have the experience of gathering together in a Chinese restaurant.
那个我们所点的菜就一道一道的上来。
And each of the dishes that we have ordered start coming to the table.
到快要结束的时候。
And when the meal is about to be over.
剩下也不很多。
What is there's not many leftovers.
如果就晃走就付钱就走了，又觉得有点浪费。
If we just pay and leave the leftovers, we will feel that it is wasteful.
就会有人提议说，把它清理掉，才不会浪费。
Some have suggested to clean it up so that it won't be wasteful.
这是一个特殊情况，我们要把所有的食物吃掉。
This is a special circumstance where we eat all of the leftovers.
大概会有两三个人，再动一下筷子。
there may be two or three people who will still eat from the leftovers.
哦，那还是有剩下的，绝大部分的还剩下。
But most of the food will still be left over.
那时候就会可能有一个人呢，他就起来哈，来，这你分一点，你分一点，啊，这样就才有办法把食物全部分掉。
Then one person may get up and start allocating the food, and that way there are no leftovers left.
达到目标，把食物吃完，没有浪费。
That way they can reach that purpose of eating all the food and not wasting any of it.
我想这个就叫做动员。
I think that is mobilizing.
每次要灵恩会之前，我们都会很多教会会印邀请卡。
Before every evangelical event, there's an invitation card.
会宣布说邀请卡已经准备好了，希望弟兄姐妹能够带一点去分给你的朋友。
The church announces that the invitation cards are ready and invites the church members to take it to their friends.
一样的，大概只有20%的人会去拿。
In the same way, I think only 20% of the members will go and get the invitation cards.
所以那一叠邀请卡总是那么多会在那里。
And a lot of the invitation cards will remain there.
如果接待人员呢，每一个走出来的人都给他10张。
If ushers gave 10 invitation cards to every person who walks out of the chapel,
那个邀请卡就只剩下一点点。
Then the stack of cards will be a lot smaller.
现在我拿到十张。
Now I have 10 invitation cards.
我心目中只有两个人，我可以给他。
In my heart, I can only think of two people that I can pass these cards to.
但是我的目标是要把十张给出去。
But my goal is to give away all 10 cards.
那剩下8张我可以就给陌生人。
The remaining 8 cards, I'll just give them away to strangers.
那我想可能可以用另外一种方法。
Maybe we could use a different method.
你的那两个人应该跟你是有一点熟或者很熟的，你才会去想到那两个人。
The two people that you have in mind might be familiar or somewhat familiar to you.
你就给他5张。
You can give each of them 5 cards.
你就拜托他说，这是我的责任，但是我只认识你们两个人。
We can ask them for a favor and say, this is my responsibility to pass out these cards, but I only know of you two.
你所认识的人，你如果觉得他有需要，麻烦你替我给你的朋友。
If there are people that you know who may be in need, please help me pass out these cards to them.
我也可以随意的花给任何人。
I could also give them away to any person.
但是请你给你的朋友，他如果真的有兴趣，他可以借着你找到我。
But do me the favor of giving this to your friend, and if they are interested, they can come and find me.
我如果随便给陌生人，他真的有兴趣，他找不到我。
If I give it to any stranger, even if they're interested, they won't be able to find me.
你的朋友，你的亲戚会觉得说，这个很 make sense.
Your friend or relative will think that this makes sense.
不晓得他会不会照你这样子做，但是很有可能他会照你这样子做。
We don't know for sure whether they will do accordingly, but we think they may.
你再跟他讲，那你的朋友，如果他有朋友，是需要，他觉得他的朋友需要这个信仰的话，请你也，就是说，他拿到5张，对不对？他留1张，那4张给他的朋友。
We can also tell our friend or relative that if they pass this out to a friend, that friend can also pass it on to their friends.
因为我们知道，我们常常我们的经验就是慕道者带慕道者。
In our experience, we find that truth seekers will bring more truth seeking friends.
或初信者带慕道者。
Or newly baptized believers will bring truth seekers.
因为第一线的传福音有时候他不一定是需要有认识多少道理，就是只是介绍人知道有这个教会，邀请他来教会。
In the first stage of evangelism, we may not need to know the doctrines very deeply, but to have an understanding and invite people to the church.
有一个姐妹她来信主的经过是这样子。
This happened to a sister who came to believe.
她的妹妹有一次不晓得在哪里捡到我们的一张 见证的这个传单。
Her sister picked up a testimony flyer.
那她一看之后觉得说啊，我的姐姐需要。
And when this person saw it, she thought to herself, my sister could use this.
哦，所以她就给她的姐姐。
Then she passed on the flyer to her sister.
哦，所以她的姐姐后来 来信了主。
Then the older sister came to believe.
哦，所以拿到传单的那一个人，他没有来信，而是他交给他姐姐，他姐姐来信了。
The person who found the flyer did not come to believe, but that person's older sister actually came to believe.
那我们这一堂课啊，准备啊给大家分组啊来做讨论跟分享。
In this class, we will be dividing into small groups so we can discuss and share.
好，那我的讲义里头啊，我分了三个重点。
In my outline, I have divided into three main segments.
啊，第一个就是我们啊要有组织。
One is organization.
啊，大的教会啊会有所谓的先道组。
Every bigger church will have an evangelical team.
那如果我们是小教会的话，那职务会应该就是理所当然的先道组。
If we are a small church, then the council members will be the automatic evangelical team.
那第二个部分啊就是。有关训练的工作。
The second segment regard is referring to training.
在 B 的第四点。
And point B, number four.
就提到说我们要训练这个带领查经的甚至领会的人。
And we should have seminars for sermon deliverers and Bible study leaders.
因为我们的慕道者很多时候我们会邀请他们从家庭聚会参加起。
Many of our truth seekers will be invited to first attend Bible studies.
那我们的家庭聚会通常就是查经聚会。
The Bible studies, which are also family services.
查经聚会通常会有不同的弟兄姐妹来带领。
Bible studies are generally facilitated by different members.
感谢主，我们今天教会有很多的参考的资料。
Thank God, we have many resources that can be used.
但是我发觉说。我们弟兄姐妹太依赖这个参考资料。
But what I found is that many of the brothers and sisters are too reliant on these resources.
事实上并没有把要查考的那一段圣经读得很熟。
They haven't really read that biblical passage themselves.
那所以只是依靠这些参考资料其实带领起来就感觉效果没有那么好。
So if we only rely on these references, but we haven't studied ourselves, then the results won't be very good.
所以我们有在带领这个家庭聚会、查经聚会的，给大家一个建议。你先不要去看那些参考资料，你把我们所要查考的那一段圣经，你先想尽办法的把它看熟了，那直接从神那里。来启发你那这个查经的聚会效果应该 会更好。
I have a suggestion for Bible study or family service facilitators, which is to start first by becoming familiar with the Bible passage to be studied and then draw inspiration from God instead of just relying on these resources.
好，那第三个重点就是平常的时我们实施这个先到的工作 的实际的情形。
The third segment is the actual practice of evangelism.
那目的就是要把人带到教会，带到主耶稣的面前。
The goal is to bring people to church before the presence of the Lord.
那这一部分提供了很多的参考资料。
And there are a few resources and suggestions here.
有很多我们已经在做的。
Many of them might already be have been put to practice.
有些地方可能做得相当的成功。
We may have been successful in certain areas.
那有些地方可能还觉得有困难。
And we may have certain challenges in other areas.
那最后也提供给大家七个题目做你讨论的参考。
Finally, I have provided seven questions for discussion.
那我们很快的就要来分组做讨论跟分享。
We will proceed with division into teams so we can start the discussion.
那请每一组你用三分钟的时间推派出一位在我们下午那个 感想跟祷告会那一个时段、哦、来做报告。
And we ask that every team promote one person to share for 3 minutes during this afternoon's reflection session.
那个报告的人，你可以报告一下你们讨论的一些可以跟大家分享的事情。
The person who will be reporting can share some of the discussion points.
那你也可以包括你参加这一次讲习会，你的感想，你的建议。
This could also include your own reflections and suggestions based on this workshop.
那被推选的人你必须要在三点半以前，你还会留在这里。
The person who will be doing this report should still be physically present by 3:30.
那我们先分成两个大组。
We will first divide into two large groups.
你是用中文的，是在左手边这一边。
If you are a Chinese speaker, you'll be on the left side.
那你如果是英文的，就在这一边。
If you're an English speaker, please proceed to the right side.
那一组理想的人数大概是八位到十位。
The ideal number of team members should be 8 to 10.
所以这两个大组，或许你又要分成两个小组。
And for these two larger groups, you may be divided into even smaller groups.
那黄这个教室够哈。
And there should be enough classrooms.
那英文这一组我就请那个杰森树哈，你来负责分组。
And for the English group, we asked Brother Jason Su to divide the teams.
如果一组就够了，就一组；如果觉得需要分成两组，你就 count the number 1212，这样来分成两组。
And you will conduct the division of the teams.
那中文组在这边，我来负责分组。
And I will be in charge of the Chinese group on the left side.
那我们时间到10:20。
We will be discussing until 10:20.
那10:20敲钟之后，请我们就马上到篮球场，我们要。拍个照。
At 10:20, when the bell rings, please proceed to the basketball court for our group photo.
好，我们现在就开始。
Please break.